Despite decades of scanning the skies, there's radio silence so far when it comes to contacting intelligent alien life forms. So should countries like Australia continue the quest to make contact with the billions of planets capable of sustaining life? As space sciences expert from Washington University in Seattle says, humans may wipe themselves out before managing to make contact. George Roberts looks into the so-called great filter theory that might explain why nobody's replying.
Space. The final frontier.
From Icarus's failed flight to the sun, to the likes of Star Trek and 2001, A Space Odyssey. What lies with the stars above has entertained human imagination for millennia.
We're looking at trying to find life in the universe, and yet we still have an N equals one. The only life we know is on this planet.
So why does the galaxy feel so lonely?
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
Professor Peter Ward from the University of Washington's Space Sciences Department doesn't think it necessarily has to be. He says there are hundreds of billions of galaxies like ours, and therefore potentially billions of planets like Earth that could sustain life.
Personally, I absolutely believe that in our galaxy alone, there are certainly other civilizations.
But if, as Professor Ward argues, extraterrestrial life is out there, why don't we know about it? Well, he says the first problem is communication. It's like intergalactic phone tag. Humans and aliens could be just missing each other's phone calls.
So let's take every star within, say, a radius of 100 light years. It's 100 years from one way. And what if you bounce a signal to them and then 200 years later, it comes back and said, garbled, please repeat. Are we within the lifespan of anyone ever getting a reply back?
Even before that, the civilizations have to be on the same wavelength, both literally and figuratively, and at the same time. That is, have invented electricity, mastered sending radio wave communication, and be able to beam it into space. Professor Ward points out that in the millennia humans have been around, the capacity for intergalactic communication has only been achieved in the tiniest, most recent window of time.
There's 300 billion stars. We now know that virtually every star has planets. So 300 billion times 2 or 5 or whatever you want, that's a lot of planets. Of course there's going to be, just from those numbers, some number of intelligent civilizations. So the question becomes, what happened to them?
The great filter theory is that something leads to the destruction of civilizations before they manage to master intergalactic communication and travel. Peter Ward says climate change and overpopulation may be the great filter that leads to the end of human civilization.
If you look at any biological system, it doesn't care what species it is. When it overpopulates, it begins to poison its home. You know, they say, don't shit where you live. Well, there gets to be a point where you can't help but do that.
Australia has a significant role in the so-called SETI program, or Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. So far, it's come up empty-handed. Carl Brusser from the Australian National University says the great filter theory might explain why intelligent life forms out there in deep space and here on Earth haven't managed to let each other know about their existence. Sometimes it's factors beyond their control, or they do something just plain dumb.
So we get to this point. We get past all the multicellularity, we get complex societies, we get technology, but there's something lurking in our future which will wipe us out.
So effectively, if that's the case, we could have just missed communication with all these other civilizations that have experienced extinction events.
That's right. Well, they had a very narrow window where they were like us, and then within a few decades and so forth, they wiped themselves out.
Given that we've been searching for decades and we've found nothing, is there any point keeping on continuing looking for intelligence?
Oh, definitely.
Why?
Because we've only searched a tiny corner of the galaxy, and it's enough for us to start questioning whether our initial assumptions were correct and maybe downgrade the possibility of life. But even if we're not finding things, that's still telling us something. And, I mean, what if we do find them, right? I mean, wouldn't that be amazing? That would just be absolutely incredible. We should keep looking, I think, because by not finding things, we learn more about our own science. And if we do find something, that would be the greatest discovery in human history.
the Australian National University's Karl Brusher ending George Roberts' report.